For tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
This is tape 2 of 2 tapes, 18B, of the deliverance service of Wednesday afternoon, December the 31st, 1986, Midwinter Family Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas.
We have to drive the enemy out to have peace, and that's the only way we're going to ever have it. And I want to tell you people, our house was far from anything than a house of peace. We were constantly fighting each other. We hated each other. We didn't even really want to be around each other. Our kids didn't love us. We didn't love them. They didn't love each other. And it was war in our house. Is that speaking to anybody? That is just the devil. That's the giants in the land. But this is what we're after, is the quietness and the peace. And this is ours. But only as we're willing to battle and only as we're willing to change. But praise God for willing hearts. That's all God asks. That's all He asked for, is a willing heart and the obedience to follow through. And I just want to encourage you. And my people shall dwell in a peaceable habitation and in sure dwelling places and in quiet resting places. And that's what we're after. That's what we're after. And the word says that David finally had peace all around his borders. He finally came to it. But he had to fight his way too. And he was an example. And I just want to exhort you, and I want to encourage you, that you can come to peace. We've come to peace. We've come to joy. We've come to love, but it's because of the Lord. The love we had before was carnal. The love we had before was up one minute, down the next, and we didn't even know who we were. We had so many things in our lives we were not able to love. But now we can, and we have that peace. And I just want to tell you, as an example, as a couple, that we have really ministered to a lot of couples, and we have faith for that because we know God, what God has done for us. And that's given us the faith to minister to other couples and other problems in homes. And I don't know of another hour when it's so needed. I've never seen such a time when homes are being fragmented and children are just going down the tubes every day. But I just want to encourage you to pray for this peace, but also to work for it. And don't be passive. Peace doesn't mean passivity. There's a big difference between peace and passivity. And I think the passivity is a counterfeit of the peace. And a lot of times when people get passive, they think they have peace. But that's not it. That's not it. But you do know the peace that passes all understanding, and that's what we're working after. And I want to encourage you. You can have it. It's yours. It's a promise.
Because God called us. God dealt with us. We wanted to come to God, and we come to God like we were. We did not know how filthy and how a poor sin. But we came just because God began to deal with us, began to call us and bring us to it. And we came, and we accepted. But we were not perfect, and we all knew that. But when this deliverance message came to me first, I didn't believe a word of it. I made fun of it. I thought it was terrible. But I want to tell you, God didn't let me get by with that. He continually dealt with me. And since we were taught from beginning on that we had to be filled with the fullness of God and filled with righteousness, well, I knew I wasn't filled with righteousness, but I didn't know how to get it. And the first thing you know, God began to let me see His deliverance. And I want you to know there's a hundreds of hungry, wonderful people here in Hot Springs that's crying within their being for this very thing. And they don't know how to come and hear us. The churches are afraid of us. They don't know how to come and receive the rest of their full salvation. And you know, I come in through believing in life. When God began to let me know that I couldn't get life from Him by having all of this within me, I was struggling against it. Oh, I struggled. And I fought against it to try to be what God wants. I wasn't trying to be like Jesus. I was trying to be what God wanted me to be. If we get it out of our heads that we're trying to be like Jesus and begin to be be what God wants us to be. And begin to be holy as He is holy. I know that's the goal we've all got, but you're going to get a surprise when you do get there. But anyway, this is why people can't hear what you're saying. And you can get up and you can call demons till you're black in the face, and they don't know what you're talking about. But I want to tell you, when that intercession and this people begins, we're going to stir this town, and every demon force and principality and power is going to be broken off of us friends. There's people here that want to live. They want to have put on life and immortality. They want to be filled with the mighty love and wondrous spirit of Jesus Christ. And we can't do it as long as there's sin in our bodies and as there's sin in our way. Oh, I know we want to be big folks. But listen, God is going to bring us down as no big folks in. We're going to be humble. And we're going to walk with God in the love and sincerity of Him. And we're going to walk in truth and talk about being honest. You ain't honest yourself. You never have been yet.
Amen. Brother Glenn, I think the Lord wants to do something right here now. We were down at Shoney's the other night having some sweet fellowship with the brethren, and I look forward. I need to get in bed at night, but I love to fellowship Brother Tommy and his wife and Brother Charles, and we just had some sweet times. And a fellow at the cash register said, "Are you all from some local church?" And we said, "No, we're out here at the Bible camp. Do you know where it is?" He says, "No, I've never heard of it." And I really believe that this exhortation calls us to just take a moment here and pray for this city. And pray that God would give this camp favor with the remnant that's there in this city, and that there'll be a ministry that will start in this city out of this campground. To such a point that God will have to bring some other shepherds in here to help them shepherd the people that will come here, that will want to come here. I believe God wants that, and I believe we can come in agreement here this afternoon and break the hold of that principality that's stopping and blinding this community to what's here. It's just like my mother. See, my mother doesn't know what God's done for me. She's still a Baptist. She won't not only come to my church anymore, she won't even come to my house anymore. Because I'm not that sweet, wonderful Baptist pastor anymore that she used to love and come to listen to. See? Because she doesn't know, see? She just doesn't know what God's done. See? I called my dad the other night, Christmas Day, and I said, "Dad, I've been so blessed that they've taken our little book and reprinted it in England, and there's 5,000 of the books in England and Scotland now." Didn't even know about it until last week. And my dad said, "What book?" That's all right. You know. So this city's the same way, see. They don't know what's here. And so let's pray, brethren. Let's just take a moment and pray. Amen? I mean, let's go before God for a little bit here. Pray in tongues. And Father, in the name of Jesus, we petition you today. We come before you, Lord God. And we ask you for a favor today, Father. Do, Lord God, do a miracle in this city. Lord, we come against those lies and the blindness and the gossip and the slander and the deception. In Jesus' name, we rebuke you, spirits that have gone out in this city. You that have gone to keep this place hidden. You spirits of the veiling, of covering this place. Keeping it from the remnant of God and the true kingdom people. We rebuke you. Now you go. We bind you this day. Pull you down. Demolish your strongholds. In the name of Jesus. Go. Get out. Be bound in the heavenlies and throughout the city. In Jesus' name, we bind you up in the religious people. We bind you and rebuke you. Flee, flee, flee this day. Be gone in the name of Jesus. Get out of the way. And Father, we ask you to give favor, Lord, to make this like a city set on a hill. Lord, like a light that shines, Father. Oh God, may the Holy Spirit begin to draw. May the Holy Spirit begin to make it known throughout this city. Lord God, may there be a loosing of revelation about deliverance and the kingdom and healing, Lord, and repentance and the work of your Spirit, Father, in this place. Raise it up in this city, Father. Give it favor, Lord. We pray for the mayor, the city council, and the leaders of this city and county, Father. We pray, Lord, that you'll put favor in their heart for Glenn and Irma and the camp and all the people here and the work of God here, Father. Lord, put favor even in the heart of pastors, Lord. Draw the pastors out here, Lord, in Jesus' name. And the elders and the deacons that are in the city, Father, move, we pray, Father, in Jesus' name. Lord, we don't know how to pray exactly, but Lord, we know with you all things are possible, Father. Do that impossible work, Lord, and cause that, Father. Lord, if nothing else, the camp, Lord, they'll have to expand because of who comes from the city to each camp, Lord. In Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name we ask it and believe for it. And we believe we have received, Father, what we've asked in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Brother, I believe it's done. And let's just stand before the Lord until we begin to see that.
Okay, why don't we all stand up and take a stretch.
Praise God. That's been good. Hallelujah. We learn as we come into contact with each other. Praise God. This is my first opportunity to work with Steve and Linda. Praise God. So we learn as we come into contact with each other. There are diversity of opinions. None of us know it all. We never will.
So we learn from each other. Praise God.
For the moment is pressing near. It is much closer than even you think. And my word is going out in this hour. Prepare ye yourselves. Be thou ready, for the hour is coming, yea, even now is, that I will bring forth even my glory in the earth. Fret not thyself because of evildoers. Be not distracted to the left nor to the right, but set thy face, even thy forehead, like flint in this hour, and be not distracted one little bit. For the hour is upon thee. Yea, even at this moment there are those things poised to be let loose and brought forth in the earth. Fear thou not, my people. I say again, fear thou not. But know that I will keep thee, and that my peace shall be upon thee and within thee. And even in the hour of great calamity and conflict, yea, even great shaking, thou shalt know my peace and my provision. Fear thou not, for I am preparing thee, yea, even for a ministry that no man has conceived in his mind yet. Look not behind thee to learn at this hour, but search ye my word, and search ye the things of my spirit, and know that it's an hour of new things in my spirit. For yea, have I not said I will do a new thing? And yea, the hour is here and ready for those that are able to receive it. Yea, look not behind thee and long in reminiscence for the past. For the past is gone, and I'm not a God of reminiscing past. I'm a God of the hour and of the now. And yea, I say unto thee, my spirit works upon thee and within thee at this hour. And know that I am able to do that which I desire, if ye would but yield to me and stand in obedience to all that I tell thee. Yea, be quickened this hour to obedience, Be quickened to the slightest thing, every jot and tittle. Yea, be quickened to that this hour. Be people of diligence. Be people of the jot and tittle in this hour. For yea, I raise up an army of obedient soldiers and warriors. And yea, I say unto thee, I am not a God who fails in battle, but I am a God of the Lord of the host that goes forth and brings forth victory. And yea, I say, victory is yours. Yea, even in the hour when it seems like not, the victory is coming. Yea, remember that victory is ultimately yours. So fret not thyself, nor stand in fear, nor even let thyself allow to be trembling. For I say, yea, I'm preparing thee, and thou shalt stand in that last hour, even as it has been said in my word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I just stand before God and see if there's any other messages. I felt like the message when I started was a confirmation of what we're doing here today. Let's see if there's any other messages, anything that God is telling you.
Hey, my people, I have
written
a life with my people this day. I have lit a flame that shall not be quenched. And as you go forward on the highways and byways of this land, that flame shall rise even higher in thee. And yea, it shall not be quenched. The powers of hell shall not quench it. Doubt and unbelief shall not quench it. The darkness, the gross darkness of the day at hand shall not quench it. For yea, I have lit that light in my people, the light of the very Spirit of God that goes forth. And yea, you shall go into new situations. You shall go places that you really don't want to walk in. But I shall give you the word. Yea, I shall go forward and open the path for you. And I shall walk behind you to encourage you. And I shall put that word in thy mouth that shall set people free. And you shall see the day of the Lord. You shall see the vengeance that I take upon thine enemies. And you shall declare that I am thy God.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord.
Okay. Why don't you have a seat? I think we've been able to get the tricks out of our muscles. And let's get into some deliverance. Thank God for all the messages, for everything that God is doing here with all the teaching and everything. I praise God for that. Okay, let's see if I can find a prayer that's appropriate for this occasion. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay, repeat after me. Lord Jesus Christ, I thank you for the Word of God, for all the Scripture that has been used here today. I accept it.
I accept
the Bible
as the infallible Word of God.
Now, Lord Jesus,
I submit to
you.
I want every spirit
that has been identified
to come out of me.
Forgive me, Lord Jesus,
for any problem
that I may have with others.
I forgive them.
I forgive my Christian brothers and sisters
for any differences that we may have
with each other.
Thank you, Lord,
for setting me free.
For it's in Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. Okay, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against any and all spirits of rejection. I command them to go in Jesus' name. Come out. Any and all spirits of rejection, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I call out rejection by Christian brothers and sisters, rejection by pastors. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go right now. Rejection by mother and father, I bind your power and I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose them and set them free. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. Come on up. Up and out of them right now. Rejection by Christian brothers and sisters, rejection by pastors. Rejection of deliverance, rejection of each other, rejection of any type of Christian brother and sister, I command you to go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power. a rejection of Christian pastors who have dominated them, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Rejection by of the husband, rejection of the wife, rejection of mother and father, rejection of children. I command them to go right now. Come on out of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Rejection. I come against those demons that fight among the people in deliverance. And I command those to go in Jesus' name. I bind your power and drive you out of us in Jesus' name. Now go. Rejection, infighting among Christian brothers and sisters. I command those spirits to go. I break your power and I drive you out of us right now. Now come on out. The spirits of being hurt by other Christian brothers and sisters. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your power and I drive you out. I drive any and all spirits of charismatic witchcraft or witchcraft in deliverance. I command you to go in Jesus' name. That's right. Inability to work with each other. I break your power and I drive you out of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come on up and out of us. That's right. Rejection by Christian brothers and sisters. Rejection by pastors. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Being hurt by other Christian brothers and sisters. Come out. Hurts and deep hurts. I command you to go. Scars. Christian scars. Scars that came in through the churches. I break the soul ties with the churches. The soul ties with the pastors. I drive those scars out in the name of Jesus Christ. Now come out. Every evil spirit that came in through scars. I command you to go in Jesus' name. That's right. Come out. All rejection, fear rejection, self-rejection, inability to give and receive love, prenatal rejection, rejection from the womb. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Touch me not, spirits. That's right. I want all works, all roots, memories, scarness, and habits, ruler demons and lesser demons to go in Jesus' name. I curse that rejection that comes in through Christianity. I curse it that comes in through the Christian churches, through Christian ministers and men and women of God and infighting among each other. I curse it. I break the power over this camp in the name of Jesus Christ. It causes us to infight with each other. I break that power in Jesus' name. I drive out those evil spirits right now. I drive out the ruler demon over this camp in the name of Jesus Christ. The camp. I drive out that spirit of strife in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out of us in Jesus' name. Come out, spirits of strife. I call out spirits of strife and contention and bickering. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go out. Come against play acting, theatrics, affectation. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Play acting, theatrics, affectation, pretension, Christian fantasy. Go. Spirits of Christian fantasy. Come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out all Christian fantasy. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. I break your power and I drive you out of us in Jesus' name. I want that fantasy to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All that Christian fantasy and play acting and so forth. That's right. All that false doctrine. Come out. Any spirits of false doctrine, heresy. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. False prophets, false teachers, false preachers, come out. False tongues, false gifts, go in the name of Jesus Christ. All this falseness, I want all that Christian falseness and come out. That false love, I want that false love to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. That false love, I bind your power and drive you out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Loose them and set them free. False love. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. That false hypocrisy, spirits of hypocrisy, come out in Jesus' name. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. That false hypocrisy, spirits of hypocrisy, come out in Jesus' name. Come out. Any and all spirits of hypocrisy, I break your power and I drive you out of us in Jesus' name. That's right. Come out. All false hypocrisy, all falseness, go out. All spirits of lies and lying and deceit and deception, come out in Jesus' name. Go. Go right now. Lies and lying and deceit and deception that came in through churches and through Christianity or so-called Christianity, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out all false religion and false religious cults and Eastern religions and practices like that. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, coming out, we break your power and we drive you out of every evil spirit that separates us as Christian brothers and sisters. I drive you out in Jesus' name. We'll have no part of you. You will go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go. Those evil spirits that separate us from each other, that cause us to fight against each other, the inability to work with each other, to love each other, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now, come on up and out of them. I break your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. We hate you, evil spirits that separate us. That's right. Those demons that separate denominations. Come out. Any denominational spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Those denominational spirits. I drive out every spirit of witchcraft. Come out. Spirits of witchcraft. The attempt to control and manipulate and dominate others. Go. Christian witchcraft. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against charismatic witches and charismatic warlocks, and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Come on out. Right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. I come against charismatic witches who control others through... Go. Go. I drive out these spirits of false prophecy and false teaching. Come out right now. I want all these false prophecy demons to go. I break your power and I drive you out of us in Jesus' name. Now go. All spirits of false prophecy. Go. False tongues and false interpretation. False prophecy. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Every spirit of charismatic witchcraft. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. Spirits of domination, manipulation, control. Come out, pastors. Being soul ties to pastors, I break those soul ties to pastors and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Come on. Come on now, the soul ties that came in through pastors who controlled them, I command them to go in Jesus' name. Now, come on, up and out of us in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your mind. We drive you out of us in Jesus' name. That's right. Break all soul ties with pastors. I break all curses placed on us by pastors and churches. Go in Jesus' name. Come out, domination, manipulation, control. I break that Jezebelic Ahab curse. I drive those Jezebelic spirits out. Come out, those Jezebelic spirits, those Ahab spirits. Go in Jesus' name. Come on out, all those Ahab spirits that cause the men just to sit in church and do nothing. The pastor does everything. Dictatorial spirits, those dictatorial spirits that pass on us for pastors. I break that dictatorial spirit in Jesus' name. And I drive you out of this people. And I come out right now, spirits of dictatorial. Go, being dictated by a pastor or shepherd. And I come against that spirit of shepherding and discipleship that's wrong. That's right, it's not godly. I come against any spirit of shepherding, any spirit of discipleship. And I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come out. That's right. That spirit of sweetness and false love. Go, spirits of sweetness and false love. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, sweetness and false love in Jesus' name. Your power is broken. I drive you out in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. Rejection by pastors. Rejection by Christian brothers and sisters. Go. Any spirit of rejection over this camp, I break your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on up and out of us. We want no part of you. We love each other. I loose the spirit of love upon this people in Jesus' name. Now go. Go. I want all this and sickness and sweetness to come out of us in Jesus' name. Now go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We break your power. Come out. Falseness, sickness, sweetness, false love. Go in Jesus' name. Spirits of false love, I command you out of us in Jesus' name. Now go. I break your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Let's go. Come on. Spirits of falseness. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All charismatic witchcraft. I drive out that spirit of mind control. Come out. That spirit of mind control in the name of Jesus Christ. Mind control. Mind occult. Mind blanking, mind binding, confusion, come out, spiritual confusion in Jesus' name. Go, spiritual confusion, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Apostate spirits, I call out all apostate spirits in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, spirits of apostate, I call out those spirits that says that even the very elect would almost be fooled. Come out, those demons that have almost fooled the very elect, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now come on, up and out of them right now, the spirits that have almost fooled the very elect, come out in the name of Jesus Christ. That's right. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I come against those money spirits, the false teaching on prosperity. Come out in Jesus' name. The false teaching on prosperity and having money and having things and not having God but having things. Come out. False prosperity. Go. False prosperity. Demons that are tied in with money. I drive out those opposite spirits. I come against those spirits of poverty. Come out. Any and all spirits of poverty and financial poverty. And we don't have enough money to live on. I break those curses in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out those spirits. Now go in Jesus' name. It's poverty. Poverty on pastors. Poverty on pastoral families and churches. I break any spirit of poverty on Lake Hamlin Bible Camp. I break that spirit of poverty in Jesus' name. I drive those spirits away from this camp. We loose godly prosperity on this camp and on these preachers and on these churches that are represented here. We loose it in Jesus' name. Now come on up and out of it. Financial poverty of Christian workers, I drive it out. I break it. I drive it away in Jesus' name. Come out, those spirits of poverty. We don't have enough money to live on. We don't have enough money to support the church or the Christian ministry. I break it in Jesus' name. Now come out. All financial poverty, and I break out that demonic teaching. I break out any teaching on faith, false faith. Come out, any spirits of false faith or faith for money. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, faith for money or false faith. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Faith for money, false faith, false teaching. Come out right now in the name of Jesus Christ. False prosperity. Go, false prosperity. I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out right now in Jesus' name. Now come on, up and out of this people. All these demons that attacked us as Christians that came in through pastors or preachers, teachers, evangelists, apostles, prophets, and so forth. I command you to go. That's right. Any demons that came in through, I break all soul ties. I break all curses. I break all curses on these people in Jesus' name. I break all false prophecy, false teaching, false preaching, and so forth. I break it in Jesus' name. I drive it out of these people. And I go right now in Jesus' name. Come on. Loose us and set us free. You have no choice. We don't want any part of you. We're not going to be dominated. We're going to follow Jesus Christ and Jesus Christ alone. Now come out of us. Come out every spirit of strife and contention and bickering and quarreling and so forth. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go. I want all these strife spirits to come out of us. Come on. Strife, contention, bickering, quarreling. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Strife among the brethren. I call it out in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out. Strife among the brethren. Now go right now. Loose us and set us free in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Come on, keep on coming out. All the demons that came in through any false charismatic movement, any false full gospel that's not really full gospel, any false teaching, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now loose us and set us free. Loose everyone in this building and set us free now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on now, keep on coming out. All demons that came in through any type of false charismatic ministry, I command you to go. False full gospel, I command you to go. Right now, loose us and set us free in Jesus' name. We break your power and we drive you out of us right now in Jesus' name. Come on, that's right. I come against those demons that came in through us being heard or through following false doctrine or following another doctrine or deception. Come on, spirits of deception, deceit, despondency, despair, discouragement, defeatism, hopelessness, suicide, death, morbidity, go in the name of Jesus Christ. Demons that came in through us being hurt by other Christians. Come on, spirits of hurt and deep hurt, scars and this, go in the name of Jesus Christ, go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power. I drive those demons out of the preacher's wanting to preeminence. I command those spirits to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out. The demons wanting to the preacher's wanting to preeminence. I drive those out of us in Jesus' name. Now go. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritual pride. I come against spiritual pride, ego, and vanity. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Spiritual pride, ego, and vanity. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Go. I break your power and I drive you out of us in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, spiritual pride, ego, and vanity. Spiritual fantasy. God is total reality. Come out, spiritual fantasy in Jesus' name. Go. Come on out. I want that spiritual fantasy. Inability to look into the reality of God. I command you to go. Come on out, spiritual fantasy. Your power is broken. I drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose us and set us free. Any and all spiritual fantasy. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now keep on coming out as your name is called. I command every work, every root, memory, scarness, and habit, ruler, demon, and lesser demon to go in Jesus' name. Every demon named and unnamed in these families, I command you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. I drive out every ruler demon over this camp, every ruler demon over these families. I break your power. I drive you away from us in Jesus' name. Lord, I just loose legions of angels, warring angels, ministering angels, the Holy Spirit, the sevenfold Spirit of God to come down and minister to us. I break the ruler demon over Glenn. I break the ruler demon over Irma. I break the ruler demons over all the workers in this camp in Jesus' name. I command those demons to go right now. The ruler demons over each and every person, over the leader of this camp. I break especially the ruler demon over Glenn. I break your power. I drive you away from us in Jesus' name. Now go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on. Come on. I break the ruler demon over each and every family. I break your power. I drive you away in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose us and set us free right now in Jesus' name. You have no choice. You will go. Now come out of us. Come out of the rulers. That's right. Come out of the leaders and out of the workers in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of the congregation. The ruler demons over each and every family, over each and every leader, over each and every pastor and his wife. I break it and I drive you away in Jesus' name. Now come on, loose us and set us free. Lord, surround this camp with your angels, Father. Cut off all communications inside and remove every loose demon from the air around us in the name of Jesus Christ. Now keep on coming out. All you religious demons, I come against those spirits of religion, those religious demons, those false religions, false religious manifestations. That's right, false quaking and shaking and crying and so forth. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Those demons that cause us to put on, I command you to go right now. Come on out. All those put on a show. Get up here and put on a show. I command you to go in Jesus' name. All these evil spirits that cause us to, we feel like we've got to be religious. We've got to put on a religious show. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come on out of this group right now. We break your power and drive you out in Jesus' name. You have no choice. All religious demons. That's right. I want all those religious demons in the name of Jesus Christ. All religious demons that come in through denominations. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Every religious demon that comes in through a denomination. Denominational demons. Doctrinal demons. That's right, in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, denominational demons, doctrinal demons. I drive all Catholic demons out. Come on, these spirits of Catholicism and Mormonism and Jehovah's Witness and all bloodless religions, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I drive out spirits of Masonry. Come out, spirits of Masonry in the name of Jesus Christ. Go, all spirits of Masonry. I drive out that evil eye we've been seeing around here. Come out. Come out, that evil eye. I command you to come out. The evil eye, the sonic eye, I call you out and drive you out in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose us and set us free right now in Jesus' name. We break your power and we drive you out in Jesus' name. That's right. Those evil eyes have been going. The evil eye that looks like a woman, I drive you away in Jesus' name. That evil square eye, I drive you away in Jesus' name. Come out. The all-seeing eye of the Masons, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Now go. The all-seeing eye of the Masons. Now come out of our foreheads right now. Between our eyes, I command you to go in Jesus' name. I break every tie around us. I break every band around our head in Jesus' name. Sever it, Lord Jesus. I break those ties. I break those skull caps. I drive those skull caps away in Jesus' name. Lord, sever every demonic tie that's tied to us in the name of Jesus Christ. Sever every soul tie, every curse in the name of Jesus Christ. Sever it right now in Jesus' name. Your power is broken. We drive you away in Jesus' name. Now go. Loose us and set us free. Now come out. I drive out spirits of divers diseases, torments, possessed, lunatic, palsy, unforgiveness, sickness, infirmities, fear, fierceness, little faith, unclean spirit, strong delusion, leprosy, blindness, dumbness, blasphemy, evil thoughts, murder, adultery, fornication, theft, false witness, vexing, unbelief, legion, crying, covetousness, wickedness, sorcery, lasciviousness, evil eye, pride, foolishness, faithlessness, foul spirit, dumb and deaf spirit, fever, nudeness, serpents and scorpions, filthy communication, hypocrisy, lust, lying, disobedience, and evil concupiscence. Come out in Jesus' name. Come on. Up now the people right now. Drive all these spirits out, all your works out, all your associated spirits. Go in Jesus' name. I drive out every evil spirit that's been listed in the Bible of every verse that we've read here. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Go, every spirit of uncleanliness, vile affections, burning lust, reprobate mind, unrighteousness, maliciousness, envy, debate, deceit, malignity, backbiters, hate of God, despiteful, boasting, inventor of evil, covenant breaker, no affection, implacable, unmerciful, malice, evil imaginations, high things, false apostles, self-exaltation, messenger of Satan, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, principalities and powers, thrones and dominions, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, anger, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness, fiery darts, terror, inordinate affections, and drunkenness. Come out in Jesus' name. Go. I want all of you to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now loose these people and set these free completely. Come out of their mind, will, and emotions. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. I bind your power and I drive you out in Jesus' name. You have no choice. You will go. In the name of Jesus Christ, I come against any and all spirits of strong delusion, seducing spirits, doctrines of devils, seared conscience, forbidding marriage, abstaining from meats, root of bitterness, profanity, double-mindedness, bitter envy, sensuality, devilish wisdom, confusion, evil works, spiritual blindness, demonic miracles, graven images, familiar spirits, wizardry, child sacrifice, divination, observer of times, enchanting, charming, necromancy, rebellion, stubbornness, provocation, baseness, vileness, heavy burdens, oppression, demonic yokes, whispers, vanity, unthankfulness, deceivableness, lying wonders, curious arts, vainly puffed up, evil spirits, worshiping angels, bewitchment, voluntary humility, lameness, and reveling. Go. Go. Come on out of the people right now in the name of Jesus Christ. All these evil spirits listed in the scripture we read, we command you to go. We command all controlling spirits to come out of the human being as follows. Come out any deep evil spirits in their conscience, their intuition, our worship. Come out of the mind, will, and emotions. Come out every evil spirit in the conscience, the subconscious, and the unconscious mind. I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out of our physical, out of our brain, out of our sexual organs. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now. We command you to manifest, identify, and reveal yourself as unto Jesus. We command you to come out. I bind your power, and I drive you out of us right now in Jesus' name. Now come out. Come out of our body, out of every aspect of our body. I stir you up. I send the angels in there. Lord, send the angels in there to cut those roots and drive those demons out in the name of Jesus Christ. We command you to go. We command you to manifest and come out. I drive it out of every evil spirit and the cursed objects on your being, the cursed objects on your Bible or in your pocketbook or jewelry. I drive those demons out of those cursed objects in Jesus' name. And Lord, I just pray you'd show those people about those cursed objects. Now come out, those demons out of the cursed eyes. I break those curses. I drive them out in Jesus' name. I drive them away from us. You're not going to torment us at this camp meeting. I command you to go and go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out, any spirits of changelings, incubi, succubi, doppelgangers. Come out in Jesus' name. Go, any of these evil spirits. I stir you up and I drive you out. Come out, spirits out of familiar fetish, talesmen, amulets, marks, hagstones, vile feedback. Go in Jesus' name. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now break all spells, incantations, hexes, and vexes. Now command any of those spirits to go in Jesus' name. Now come on. Up and out of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. We command all these demons to go. All these things are broken. All these demons will go in Jesus' name. Come out, any spirit of son of Satan, mind control, death, occult, magic, witchcraft, drugs, child abuse, fornication, demonic healing, Eastern religions, demonic inheritance, demonic games, rock music, voodoo, familiar and guiding spirits, forces and powers, come out. All these evil spirits associated with these above, I command you to go in Jesus' name. Come out, all occult and witchcraft, sorcery, mediumism, go right now. All divining, spirits of divining, I call out those divining spirits that cause us to be fooled. those Christian, those so-called Christian divining spirits, I command them to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of us. They fool us. Those spirits are so good that they fool us. Come out. Spirits of divination. Come out. I want all the spirits of divination to go in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. I come against those false gifts. Satan has a false gift for everything that God has. Now come out. False demonic gifts in Jesus' name. I bind your power and I drive you out of us in Jesus' name. Now go. False demonic gifts. Come out of us in Jesus' name. That's right. Come on out. Come on out of the objects that we have. That's right. Any demonic object that we have, I drive those demons out now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Go in the name of Jesus Christ. Break. Come out of our mind, will, and emotions. Come out of our body. I come against every spirit of diseases. I come against diseases, infirmity, weakness, sickness of all types. I command you to go. Come out those spirits of cancer, growth, tumors, warts, moles, malignant, non-malignant. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Come out of all those cancers to go. Loose us in Jesus' name. I break your power and I drive you out of us in Jesus' name. I come out every spirit of arthritis, crippling arthritis, bursitis, neuritis, tendonitis. Go in Jesus' name. Go. Go all those crippling cancer, all arthritis. Go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Now come on up and out of us in Jesus' name. I stir you up and I drive you out. Those spirits of mind control, I break up those nests of demons within us, and I command it to go right now. Break those nests of demons up within us, and I command it to go right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Now go, loose us and set us free completely in Jesus' name. You have no choice. You will come out of us. I demand a complete cleansing in the areas that we have established the basis for deliverance for, and I command you to go in Jesus' name. I command you to line up in rank and file in order and come out quickly. I demand you to loose us. We bind every power that you have. We loose every hold that you have upon us in Jesus' name. Now come on up and out of us right now in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I command you to go.
Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. By my Spirit, says the Lord. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed. This mountain shall be removed by my Spirit, says the Lord. He poured in the oil and the wine, the kind that restoreth my soul. He found me bleeding and dying on the Jericho road, and he poured in the oil and the wine. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Sing, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King. Make it ring. Sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna, sing Hosanna to the King of Kings. Let's give him a clap offering. Hallelujah! Praise you, Jesus! Thank you, Lord Jesus! Praise your name. Hallelujah! Lord, we glorify you and thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. In Jesus' name, Lord. Oh, Father, praise you and thank you now for this food. Sanctify it, we pray, in the name of Jesus. Bless those who have labored, Lord, to prepare it for us, Father, and we give you thanks. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.